Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. In today's episode with our guest, Helena, we are going to unpack the creation of her next group program. Helena's booked out. She's a hypnotherapist and a coach. She has many one-to-one clients and is really looking to scale her business model since she's already at the multiple six-figure point. And we flesh out in this episode how to be thinking about a group offer creation, how to create it in integrity to the client transformation, to your energy and boundaries, and the different steps to take along the process of going from an idea or an inkling of, oh, I would like to serve more people at once, to actually having a structure of how to go about thinking about it and creating it. Enjoy. And on today's show, we have Helena Day with us. Helena, I'm so excited to have you on the show. So just start off by telling our audience about you and your business and what your magic is.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here, first of all. So my business, I'm a coach and I combine coaching and hypnotherapy together for my clients and do deep subconscious rewiring work. So I also bring somatics into my work as well and work with the body very much. So it's a very experiential style.
Beautiful. And what are we going to support you on in today's laser coaching session?
So my business is a few years old. I think it's doing relatively well, but it's always been one-to-one work. So all of my clients come through referrals and word of mouth, which is great, but looking to scale the business, I now need to move to a one-to-many model. So I'm looking at how I can bring in some group coaching into my product offering. And today I'm really wondering, looking for some insight from you as to what would be the first steps that I should take in order to do that?
Yeah, sounds good. Let's unpack it. Let's have a look. So when it comes to like your first initial vision, when you think about working with a group of people, what do you see?
So I see a small group of people. I see it being quite an in-depth, insightful experience for them, maybe over about 6 weeks, possibly. So yeah, taking them really on a bit more of a journey. So my coaching is quite experiential and I can see not as much of that coming into my group work because I think it's a bit more difficult to do with one to many. So kind of scaling back that part a bit more, but still being able to provide enough insight for them.
So one of the things that I think about when it comes to groups is, first, before we think of the time frame or really the structure of the program, I would want you to get the idea of what's going to be the very narrow transformation that you're providing in this period of time. And you kind of roughly know it feels like something like 6 weeks. But we want to set the boundaries, number one, between your one-to-one and a group program, because what often I see is that people will accidentally create and cannibalize their offers by creating like this mini version of their one-to-one. And it's basically the same thing. And then people show up and they're not sure which offer they should go and be served by. And there's nothing to distinguish them except the price point. So it's really not great for scaling your business. So when it comes to that like very specific focus that you really think you could get someone to go deep on, and maybe something that you're just repeating over and over again in your one-to-ones,
What might that be?
That's a great question. So I really help people unpack at a deep subconscious level. And I wonder if there's something in there around that, if there's something that I can take out of really helping them to get clear on their next steps. Do I need to get clearer?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm looking at your face going, I need to get clearer on this.
That's great. That's why we're here. So what's something that, you know, for example, I don't know if you've watched my other trainings or masterclasses, but, and for those of you listening, you can read about this or watch it in the multiple six-figure masterclass. But it's like having an A to B to C, having a flow in your business where there's an offer where someone might start. And it's usually like this type of an offer makes for a good starting point. And then your B would be your one-to-one coaching. So they could actually start with something, get a result, and then still want to unpack and go deeper and do the somatics and get it personalized to them in your one-on-one. And then you might even have another offer after that so that people could just really walk this path of transformation with you. So what could be something that would set them up to succeed in your one-to-one?
One of the big themes that I see in my work with clients is really around self-doubt. So it really is around becoming a bit more certain and sure about following their own intuition and their own guidance. So I wonder if actually having an offer around helping people to become more sure of this as an A would help me then kind of move into the one-to-one after that. Because if they become more sure of themselves, their intuition, then hopefully they'll know that it's my one-to-one offer they want to do next.
Exactly. Exactly. So you could look at some of the reasons why people in your network have not been ready for your one-to-one. You might look at sales calls that ended in a maybe or a no, or people that just weren't a fit at the moment, or you felt like, oh, I'm not ready to work with you one-to-one for whatever reason, and think if there's any threads there. And maybe it is the self-doubt piece. Maybe it is that they need to strengthen their intuition, but you can kind of use that to come away from this call and start to think about any themes that would then actually prepare more people to be good clients of yours. When I do little courses or shorter things, I'm thinking like, what can I give people in my audience so they're actually better prepared to succeed when they get into my masterminds or when we work together?
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. Thinking about preparing people to be better clients, because otherwise they just come up and sign up for my one-to-one packages anyway. So it is, what is that first step for those people that come to me that kind of sit on the fence and they're like, yeah, okay, we'll come back to you in a few months. And then I don't hear from them again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. One other thing that comes through, and keep in mind, I don't know you or your business. I'm curious if when you work with clients, if you find that the subconscious work you do and the activation that you have for them at these deep levels of the mind actually opens them up to like their clairs or to their gifts, or if they're interested in that kind of development on themselves?
Some are and some aren't. So not all of my clients that I work with are so much in tune with their more. And when I listen to you speak, I immediately go to kind of more spiritual people. So I don't know if that's where you were going, but not all of my clients fit into that category. So yeah, it works for some. And actually, they're probably the clients that I enjoy working with a bit more, but definitely doesn't go across the whole spectrum of my clients.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm just getting this intuitive sense that there probably are people in your world that are receiving those benefits from your work together and would like to develop that deeper, or it could be potentially even the C. You might have an A that's like the 6-week course around intuition development and removing self-doubt. Although that would be a whole separate conversation around working the messaging of that to be really appealing. And then going into a B, which is your one-to-one work. And it sounds like there's really deep healing and a lot of hypnotherapy, a lot of energetics, a lot of somatic work. And then perhaps there's another container after that for clients who have been through one of those programs and perhaps want to develop their spiritual gifts. And we know that by doing hypnosis and working with the mind and energy body at certain levels in
doing the healing work that you're facilitating, it seems that those become very activated and they tend to be really fun clients to do this work with.
Yeah, that flow feels really good.
Cool. That's just like what I sensed was in your field or something that you might want to explore. So then you've kind of got the general direction of where you might go with a one-to-many offer. And then the next steps would be to really sit and get your framework before you go into even deciding that it's 6 weeks or even thinking about the price or anything. You would really want to step back and go, okay, what are the threads of my one-to-one that I want to take out? What are the themes? How am I going to structure a program so that it's, of course, best designed for someone to experience results? And then after the framework and the journey, and really being careful not to over-deliver. This is something I see my clients do over and over and over again, is they want to over-deliver in the group programs. And I tell you, it's just so much better to keep it really narrow and really tight to give someone a taste of your work and to actually get one specific transformation. And then they'll probably want to continue working with you and developing rather than trying to do like this overview of an introduction to your subconscious mind or something really high level in 6 weeks that's going to leave people maybe feeling overwhelmed or like they need time to integrate and go away versus deepen the process. And then that's when you would decide, okay, and you know, how many calls do I need to really achieve that and not just falling into the formulas of, okay, it's 6 weeks, so six calls and it's going to be like this and it's 90 minutes, but you get to create and innovate and then really think about what's going to serve them best. And then the very last thing is the price point.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question on what you said before, which was being careful about not overloading, because that is something that I would be very, very, very prone to, because I have so much content. I have so many themes. I have so much that I want people to know. And so I could definitely have a tendency to fall into that category. So how do I know when I am starting to overload or overwhelm in a program, when I'm developing a program?
That's a really great question. I think to some extent, you won't know it until you run the program for the first time and you get feedback. And the feedback would definitely be people feeling like, you know, oh, wow, this is a lot of content, or needing a lot of, asking you a lot of questions and needing a lot of coaching on it. Or at the end of the program, they're like, okay, I really need to take a step back, and whatever offer you would offer them next, they're like not ready for it because they're feeling a need to integrate rather than actually getting an experience of, you know, for example, I'm rolling out a sales course next month. So it's just meant to be very narrow, 5 modules over 3 weeks, where I share a little bit about the best practices for discovery calls and objection handling. That's it. We're not talking about messaging. We're not talking about offer creation. I just took all of that stuff off the table. Also, because that stuff I'm really only able to do in a mastermind, getting to know someone for 5 months. But what I can give them in a few weeks are these skills around the discovery call itself, for example. So I would just really map out all the things that come to mind that you would love to share with people, and like cut it in half after.
Okay.
And be very realistic, almost just swinging in the other direction of having it be so narrow and focused that then you could maybe plan in some bonuses. If the students were moving very quickly through the work, you would have a bonus and you could surprise them with some extra material rather than you feeling like it's all jam-packed every single week.
Yeah, I get that. I have another question for you, which is, how much of your courses do you prepare before you put them out? Because there's so many different thoughts around how much you should, if you should prepare anything, if you shouldn't prepare anything. What's your take on it?
That's a great question. We don't prepare anything in advance except for knowing what is going to be taught and what the students will walk away with being able to do. So in the sense of we don't prepare anything is we do not film modules in advance. I get paid for every single course that I launch because I do it live first, and then the modules are repurposed to be a self-study course. And you can do that either way. You could have your one-to-many group experience be something that is live taught and you launch it periodically, or it can be live taught once and then evergreen, or it can be evergreen. There's a couple different ways to do that. But in general, we're not preparing that in advance. And in terms of the curriculum, it's stuff that I know so well. I'm not teaching a group course, and I don't recommend anyone teaching a group program where you need to be like inventing a lot of material, or you're really going outside of just your really core zone of genius so that you could have the outline of what you're going to cover in the course enough to sell it and put it on the sales page and be in alignment and integrity with what you're going to deliver and what the students know they're getting. But you're not worried about like preparing tons and tons of curriculum. I'll do that maybe a week or two before the course starts, where I'll get into just the nitty gritty and I'll create the slides and my team will create that and we'll pull, but we're pulling from what's inside my brain and what's easy and what's common knowledge for us and the team. And then it's very easy to do. And we already have the students and we've been paid tens of thousands of dollars at that point.
Okay, that's really useful. Thank you.
Awesome. You're so welcome. So what were your three big takeaways from this conversation?
You know, the biggest thing for me was around really directing my course at those people who are not ready yet for the one-to-one. So really getting clear on who that person is that comes to me and says, yeah, they're interested in working with me, but yet they're not willing to take the plunge of the investment for a full one-to-one package. So just really digging down and getting clear on what is it that they need? What is it that they want? What is it that would take them from where they currently are to become my one-to-one client? So that is like my, all of those questions within that, my biggest takeaway, to sit down and really get myself clear on who they are.
Wonderful. Well, in case anyone listening to this is interested in getting into your world and learning more about the work that you do, where can they go to find you?
Sure. Yeah, they can go to my website, helentheday.com. And yeah, they can find my Instagram on there, my Facebook. So yeah, I'd love to. And if anyone wants to reach out and know more, just let me know.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show and for bringing this really juicy question and this, you know, next level that you're stepping into in your business and your service. And all these people are so lucky who get to be in this new program that you're creating. And yeah, just sending you and your clients so much love.
Thank you. It's been fun.
There was one more thing that I wanted to add after Helena hopped off the call that I thought of, is if you are in the process of creating your next one-to-many group offer course, something really helpful to think about and that I personally think about when I create group programs is I'm not only tiering the customer journey. You know, as we spoke about in this episode, we talked about that A to B to C, so that my programs are not mini-me's of each other. Each one has its own level of service. It has its own transformation, and they're bigger and wider, broader transformations than others, depending on the size of the container, the investment. And one other important criteria is the access to me. So think about, as you're creating your offers, that you're not creating programs where everyone kind of has the same access to you and you're energetically as involved in every tier of program as you would be your one-on-one. So make sure that that's something you've thought of. For example, when I do courses, if you guys join any of the, you know, 6 to 8 week courses that we run, those are done in a Facebook group and I'm delivering content, I'm teaching. It's like your students in a classroom with me and I'm teaching you the best practices. I'm teaching you the principles. I'm showing you how we do it, but there's not back and forth coaching. And we're not on Zoom together. I don't have my eyes inside your business. I'm not getting to know you over months and months where I can really honestly provide coaching that's going to be meaningful to you inside those courses. They are about learning and they have limited access to me. Limited energy from me is going into the group and there's no in-between access to me whatsoever. In my masterminds, that's where we get on Zoom. I'm able to dialogue with you when we do support seat coaching. I have my eyes and my team inside your business for 5 months. And so there's more energetic involvement and not as much as there is in my one-to-one coaching. That is the place where I'm really giving my deepest presence into someone's life. And it's very comprehensive and it's very precious. So each of my offer tiers has boundaries around it that are very clear in terms of the curriculum, what we are going to deliver and what we're not able to deliver just because of the time and the format. We're very realistic about that, as well as my energetic commitment and presence to the students in those courses. So very often I will have clients that will come in at the start and they're really delivering, like they're getting on Zoom and they're coaching and they're really involved with all of their students in all of their courses pretty much equally. So just think about if you are doing that, one of the ways to make this business sustainable and fair to you and the energetic exchange that you're providing is to think about these things when you're structuring an offer. So the offer has clear boundaries around it for you and for your students, and they know exactly what they're getting and what they're not getting. So don't be afraid to set those boundaries, make it clear what you're able to provide and not provide. And that's actually going to be in higher service of your clients. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. I hope you enjoyed that conversation. Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.